You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. We are 91.7 on your FM dial, or you may be listening at WYXR.org, wherever you are in the world today. And I know we have people from around the world listening to us. And you're listening to a show called Songs That Move You. And my guest this morning is Robin Tucker. Hey, Robin.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Get up there on the mic.
I'm so excited to hear your DJ voice.
Oh,
that's my DJ voice.
That's right. Oh, well, I'm so glad Robin could be here today with me. We've been talking and having a good time before the show. Wish y'all had been sitting here with us, drinking a cup of coffee and hanging out with us. But if you've never listened to our show before, here's how it works. This is the what they call the lazy man's way of programming. I get my guests to come in and bring 10 songs that mean something to them, because I firmly believe that everybody has a unique musical DNA. And today, we're going to see what Robin's DNA is. How about that?
Oh, I'm honored. This is exciting.
Okay. So you chose, was it easy to choose 10 songs?
No, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Oh, come on.
No,
really?
It's for real. To move you, like, we like a genre of music, but to deeply, I mean, this is soul-bearing. It's good. It's good. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, okay, so what was your first pick?
My first pick, top number one, Prophet. He's still giving us juice from the other side, from the vault, Prince, Purple Rain.
Here we go.
Close it and let me guide you to
Well, well, well. I'd say that's a good one to get started. What about it, Robin?
Oh, my soul's just flying. So thank you, Prince. Thank you.
That was a great song. Great song. So, Robin, where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. And I went to Wooddale, but I graduated from Overton. Overton was kind of cool. It was kind of Fame.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was wild. So
it was the performing high school,
that
right?
That it was. That it was.
And still is.
It still is. So I sang theater, played French horn. It was a great school.
Oh, that's wonderful. It was great. That's wonderful. Yeah, a lot of good people came through that school. You know, actually both those schools. Did you go to college here in Memphis?
No, I went straight to beauty school. My aunt actually did, Susie did Priscilla's hair.
Really?
At the beauty shop is my old salon.
Really?
So okay. I tried to fight it. Like, I waited tables, I worked at Fridays. I did not want to go, but, you know, it led me to do hair. So
yeah, right.
It was meant to be. So thank you, Susie.
Well, you know, my mother was what they called back then, a beauty operator.
There you go.
And, you know, I grew up in the beauty shop.
Wow.
I grew up in the beauty shop. And I loved it.
This is what most people don't know. Prince Mongo, when Susie left the beauty shop, she went to work with Mongo. And Mongo, he owned a clothes store.
Oh, that's right.
So much stuff, yeah. Robert Hodges.
Yeah.
But he wefted men's toupees. So the first time I'm in the salon, I see him take this huge head of hair off somebody. I'm like, what are you doing? It was amazing. It was amazing.
Wow. The things you learn, folks.
Yeah, you don't even know.
That's right. You didn't know you needed
Mongo,
to know that.
Sorry, Mongo, you don't
today.
Want folks to know, but
that's right.
They know it now.
Oh, that's very cool. All right, folks, you're listening to songs that move you. We're going to move on to Robin Tucker's second pick here, and this is a great song.
All right, so, wow, I'm so honored. So dig this. Mark Marchetti, a dear friend. His daughter is my absolute number one best friend.
Okay.
So I've known him for 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And Mark wrote the song. So to hear families together to sing this, that's the only way I knew it.
Right.
And later, Mark married Loretta Lynn's daughter, Peggy Lynn.
Really?
And so on Loretta's last album, Mark's there, and she just looks over and is like, Mark, can Willie and I cut this song?
Really?
And so when Nat sent it to me and I heard it over the wave, bawling, just so it moved me. So I hope you feel the same. What a beautiful song.
Wow, this is Mark. Lay Me Down.
Raised my head and set myself in the eye of a storm, in the belly of a whale. My spirit stood on solid ground. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When I was a child, I cried until my knees were satisfied. My needs have grown up pound for pound. I'll be at peace when they lay me down.
When they lay me down someday, my soul will rise and fly away. This old world will turn around. I'll be at peace when they lay me down. This life isn't fair, it seems. It's filled with tears and broken dreams. There are no tears where I am bound. And I'll be at peace when they lay me down. Soul will rise and fly away. When I was a child, I cried.
Wow.
Wow.
What a song.
What? Oh. Amazing.
Wow. So do you want to tell the story about being in the studio?
You know, I was honored to be in the studio in Sony with Mark and Nat. So they had Clint Black's band come in, lay down the track, and Mark knew that Natalie would be a little nervous, so turned all the lights down. Amy Gibson was there, and it was just the four of us, and just seeing Mark and Nat on the other side of each other, it was so beautiful when they recorded this. So wow. Just what a gift. But thank you, Mark, for being one of the most best writers I've ever heard in my life. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. What a great story. What a great story. All right. Well, tell you what, let's continue here. We're batting 1,000 right now.
All right.
So what do we got next?
All right. I'm bearing my soul. So I'm on Greer's Ferry with my good friend, the Mayos, and we are jamming to some tunes. And I was asked, did you ever hear Willie's new song, Just Breathe? And my grandmother recently passed away. And I'm like, I don't have a kick it, thinking it was something else.
Yeah.
Dude, I started bawling. I had to jump out of the boat in the water. I was snot slut. I had to hide from him because it just so deep. So, yes.
Wow. Here just we go. Breathe. This is Willie and Lucas Nelson doing Just For You.
Yes, I understand that every life must end. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go. I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, you know, others they've got none. Stay with me, let's just breathe. Practiced are my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Yeah, I don't want to hurt her. There's so much in this world to make me believe. Stay with me, you're all I see. Did I say that I need you? Did I say that I want you? Oh, if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. And I come clean. I wonder every day as I look upon your face. Everything you gave and nothing you would take on. Nothing you would take. Everything you gave. Did I say that I need you? Oh, did I say that I want? Or if I didn't, I'm a fool, you see. No one knows this more than me. As I come clean, I... than you would take. Everything you gave. Love you till I die. Meet you on the other side.
Oh my goodness. What a song.
Oh my God, it doesn't get any deeper than that.
Man,
what?
I'm telling you, you can feel the DNA
right?
In that one.
So
can't
beautiful.
You? Yes, those two guys
so
singing.
Beautiful.
Oh wow, that's great. And I'm sure a lot of people out in the listening audience saw Willie Nelson when he was here a couple of weeks ago at the out at the Botanic Garden. And I know it was a good show. So many people posted about it and everything. I did not see that show. And lots of times I'm kicking my own butt about not going to things. You know,
right?
How that goes.
Totally.
And you think, I don't want to go. And then all of a sudden, you're going. Or you're not going, and you're mad that you didn't go.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Robin Tucker is here with me this morning, and Robin, it's time. I didn't tell you about this segment of the show.
Uh oh.
But it's time for the weather forecast.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, folks, we're in Memphis. It's going to be hot. And thank you for listening to our weather forecast. Got anything to add?
I hear 50% rain coming.
50% chance of rain. Coming. That's right. Widely scattered showers.
20% later tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's what my mama said.
Okay. Well, let's watch that, folks, because it's going to be hot and possibly rainy. 40% chance of possible rain. Okay. Robin Tucker, what you got next?
All right. Next, my beautiful dear friend Brigitte Broche had asked me to photograph something for the movie The Reader she was in Berlin working on.
Okay.
So I've always felt you're in this perfect moment wherever you are is what you're meant to do.
Yeah.
So I was literally downtown at the old Holiday Inn in the bottom of the pool.
Oh, okay.
Peeling paint.
Really?
I photographed it.
Okay.
Sent it to her. She's like, you've got to come hang all this up.
Yeah.
So in the movie The Reader, yeah, where Ray Fiennes, when he finally puts up, there it is,
yeah,
you know. So wow. Later, Rufus Wainwright, who is my number two next to Prince, thank
uh-huh
you, Rufus. I had downloaded, I guess back then we had pods and
yes,
you spun
right
it around with your finger.
Uh-huh.
So Release the Stars had just come out. I hadn't listened to a word.
Right.
So we're walking through this park in the middle of Berlin. So uh-huh I put on the headphones. And we walk up to this map, and as he's singing, I read Tiergarten. So this, and I have these moments with Rufus that are profound. So
right,
this is my next song. Thank you, Rufus.
Here we go.
It's
That was lovely, and that was lovely too. Hey, I was just giving everybody a little tease for the next song, or that could have actually been a mistake. We don't know.
Forgiveness all around.
That's right.
Forgiveness.
Yes. But at this point, I should probably go ahead and say, folks, you're listening to WYXR. This is all volunteer radio. Right?
Right.
So it's okay to make a few, you know, human mistakes from time to time, which I do from every time, I think.
Every day.
But
every day.
You know what? It's all cool, and we're glad you're here with us this morning. People are walking by. We are in the Crosstown Concourse in Memphis, Tennessee. If you've never been here, what a joint this is.
I mean, a miracle. It's actually a miracle. Such a beautiful space. Beautiful space.
I'm convinced that when they were looking to tear it down, because it was closed for, what, 25 years, yeah. 30 years, maybe, yeah. Something like that. I think they didn't tear it down because nobody knew how to haul it away.
Isn't that the truth?
You know, I mean, where would you put it?
Where do you put this?
Yeah, right. So,
just
yeah.
One of the columns alone.
That's right. That's right. And they sawed through all these floors, which is just
mind-blowing.
Yeah, it really is. But this is a big vertical city, folks. If you've never been here, come down here sometime. It's a very cool place. Great restaurants. Come down and get yourself some ice cream or whatever. Just hang out and do some great people watching here.
Yeah,
and there's a gallery up on the second floor that's really nice, and the listening lab. There are things going on in this building every day and every night. Something to do. So if sometimes you don't have anything to do, come on over. And if you come by the glass here that looks out on the main atrium at the studio, give whoever is being the DJ at that moment a big wave and tell them you love them.
We just had that. That was nice.
That's right.
That
yeah.
was nice.
Yeah. All right. All right, Robin Tucker is my guest this morning, and Robin, this has been some great stuff. Let's move on to our next piece here. Why and what is it?
All right. You know, I grew up in the 80s, and I really feel we raised our frequency, we were jamming, and we had music had an underground revolution, which I'm still waiting for it to happen again.
Yes.
But one of my favorites, I had just gone to see them in concert, and I was working in 88. I was working on the movie Great Balls of Fire, so I was meeting my friend Michelle Vatone at the bar, and I turned around, and there's Michael Hutchinson. I just saw him play at, you know, Mid-South Coliseum. And so we had a short conversation, but I think this song is still true to date and in excess. Gotta play it.
Here we go.
Hallucinate, disaggregate, mediate. train, the broken crate, a heavy weight, just too late, like pretty cape, as sex on eight, now death estate, appreciate, depreciate, fabricate, emulate, truth dilate, a special day, the animals we ate, guilt to bait, the incinerate, a better rate, a youth irate to liberate, fascinate, deviate, and reinstate, liberate, to liberate.
Okay, NXS. Wow, what a song, man! Like that one.
You can't help. You can't help it. It's beautiful.
I'm telling
beautiful.
You. God, you just forget what you know. What great music was out in the 80s. Well, I don't forget. I mean, I listen
God,
to these
Tears
things.
Tears for Fears. Like, all yeah. these beautiful. Like it gets you motivated dancing.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah.
You
for
know?
Sure.
For sure.
All right. Okay. We are speeding down the ramp here. We're almost halfway done
wow.
here, and we're doing good. Many times I talk too much. I know it's hard. I know it's hard for you to believe that.
I can't imagine. Normally, I'm trying to hold back. So.
Yeah. Right. But we're going to get to all these songs today, folks. Also, if you ever cared to, you can go to wyxr.org and smash that donate button, because that's what keeps the lights on around here. And we appreciate each and every one of you for becoming, especially sustaining members. I'm a sustaining member, and it makes me feel good to do that, because whatever kind of music you want to listen to, you're going to hear on WYXR. Just go to the program guide and see what's up. Man, I'm telling you, if you're into blues, if you're into country music, or you're into rap, whatever, you got it right here.
I'm constantly Shazamming and learning new stuff I never heard before.
Like, I know.
What a gift we have here.
We really do. Okay, let's push on along here. What have we got next, Robin?
I'm not going to say too much about it, but this was just released from the vault a year and a half ago, and it kind of went under everybody's radar. But everybody got to hear this one, Prince.
Fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in, sit right down, and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message brought to you by Viacom.
Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application,
in other words,
situation.
Taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad. Or we can meet at my place.
Welcome to America.
Welcome to America.
To America.
Where everything and nothing that Google says is hip.
The sales tax for the following
we will not raise your taxes. Read our lips.
Welcome to America. Welcome to the big show.
To America.
Every car day's looking for something when there ain't no place to go.
Welcome to America.
Except inside America. That's the only place I know.
To America.
Transformation happens deep within. Yes or no?
Yes.
Welcome to America. One of our greatest exports was a thing called jazz. Think today's music will last. Everything takes forever. And truth is a new minority.
Truth.
Oh, welcome to me.
Prince is laying it down.
He wasn't playing, man. He called it right out.
He sure did. Wow. You know, I've never heard that song.
You know, it's probably why all of our great heroes were taken out. They knew a little something we didn't know.
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I didn't say that.
Oh, man. Well, Prince was certainly, I loved that track.
It's great.
I mean, God, I kept thinking, how long did it take them to, like, put this together? I mean, the background vocals,
everything
stuff,
was beautiful,
incredible.
And you know, he probably just cut his,
and
then they created,
and
that's what they're doing. He's got over 10,000 songs still in the vault.
Really?
Yeah, there's another one I'm gonna hit you with.
Okay,
it's amazing.
Wow. So you went there and actually toured the studio?
I did.
What was
Thank
that
you,
like,
Jason Duncan? Mind blowing. You know. I own Chappelle, my hair salon, so across the street is Arden. So when you go into Prince's Place, Paisley Park, there are like five Ardens.
Wow.
And when you really listen to each one of the studios and how he has a drum, an acoustic, or tile, and then you come back and put your headphones on and you listen to it, you can hear each room. You can visualize it. I suggest everybody go. Mind-blowing experience.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I've never been, and I will go one day.
You must.
Yes. Okay, so looks like we got John Lennon up next. What do we got here?
All right, so one of my all-time favorite songs. I still believe we can make it happen. And John was killed on my birthday, December the 8th, 1980.
Right.
And I just, you know, everybody still needs to remember this, too.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. This is Imagine.
sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill.
Yes, that we could just do that, right?
Right.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We can. It's
yes,
easy.
We
it's
can.
All about choices.
That's
every
right.
moment we make choices.
That's absolutely true. And like they say in other rooms, keep your side of the street clean and everything's going to be all right.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I love that. All right. Thank you for playing that. I love that song. And I tell you what, I've just... I feel like I've known it all my life, but I have known it for the last 50 years.
For real.
You know,
right,
and
right.
It really means something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Folks, my guest on Songs That Move You is Robin Tucker. Robin, are you having fun?
Oh, my God. I don't want to ever leave.
Well, will you come back?
Oh,
that's the
I
question.
I would be honored. I'm
okay.
excited.
Great.
I would
we'll
love
start
to come
thinking
back.
Of your next
okay.
10-song list, and
okay.
we will definitely do this again.
All right.
All right. Well, we've got like three more songs left, and gosh, you got some great stuff here. What are we going to hear next? Oh, first, I want to talk about your shop.
Okay.
Because
cool.
How many people have, I mean, good gosh, you must know everybody in Memphis.
Well, look, between me and Hollywood.
That's right. Now, Holly definitely. Yeah,
yeah. She's my child from a previous life, super
yeah.
best friend. What an honor. I've known her since she was 16.
Really?
And she assisted me, went out
that.
In the world.
Okay.
Flyers, top colorist, and
right.
that she is,
yeah.
you know, so proud of her. So
oh, that's great.
Yeah, like... We, you talk about us right here, uh-huh. me and Holly have the best day every day.
Oh, I bet.
Every day.
I bet.
Come see
I
us
bet.
At Chappelle. This is what we do.
That's right. Over at, what's the address there on Madison?
1995 Madison.
1995 Madison, folks. You get your wig hat straightened out, right?
Oh, you got to rock your wig, water your wig,
that's
and get
right.
your wig straight.
There you go.
That's
I
what
love
we do.
It. I love it. Okay, so what have we got up next?
Well, this... I would like to dedicate, I still have her with me, uh-huh. but I dedicate this to my mama.
Oh, how nice.
Okay, I heard it. I couldn't help but think about your mama, and I hope you enjoy this.
What is it?
She used to be mine. You still are, and you will be forever, but this says it all.
Here we go.
Thank you. not simple to say most days. I don't recognize me, but these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be. Although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door and carves out a person, makes you believe it's all true. And now I got you.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, I love you, Mama. I am teared up. What are y'all doing out there? Y'all crying or what?
Oh, that was so beautiful. Wow. She's got a voice like an angel.
That she does. God. That she does. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I'd never heard that.
Wow. No way.
I've never heard it. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well, there we go, folks. Hey, you can teach an old dog new tricks, apparently.
I like it. I like it.
Okay. So what do you got coming up in your life and stuff? What cool things have you been doing? I know you do a lot of photography. What are you interested in these days? And let me ask you this, because I know a lot of photographers, you know, kind of have their thing, and then a lot of people just, you know, keep changing things and keep it. So are you one of those photographers who keeps kind of changing what you look for and what you're passionate about?
Yeah, like, you know, I like to live in the moment and the divine order and whatever comes up. So photography is funny because I have a client Friday that, and a good friend, Daryl and Allison, are going to be married. Yeah. And at first they were like, well, we want you to photograph our wedding.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, no, we want you to preside over our wedding.
Okay.
So I became ordained minister. And
yes.
Friday... Okay. Will be my first wedding.
Oh.
So I think I'm evolving. Yeah. And I was like, maybe I could put a GoPro on my head while.
That's a great idea.
We could, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that could happen. That's I could do it all.
That's a great idea.
Make your quilts, well, take your picture, paint.
There you go. Well, I'm sure you'll tie a good knot.
Oh, I would be you honored. Know? These are two great people.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good for them.
That's great.
Blessings.
You know, just to be a part of something like that
oh,
with
yes.
somebody, it's just yeah. it's such an honor.
Yeah.
Incredible
honor.
But it's also, you know, it's good for them to get somebody they know and love.
Yeah.
You know, and to be a part of that. That's
right.
Wonderful.
It'll be beautiful.
Well, congratulations and congratulations to them.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. All right. Okay, well, we are winding it down here. We got about 10 minutes left here. Got a couple more songs to play. So what do we hear next? Oh, We're back.
I can't help it. Prince again. All right. I was in Destin with my best friend Natalie's birthday, and I was coming back through an incredible rainstorm, blinding sideways wind, cars on the side of the road.
Mm.
The sky opened up. I give my prayers to the Creator, and I'm jamming to Prince, of course. Imagine that. And I'm giving Prince prayers and shout outs for
yeah.
his frequency that is okay. continuing that
yeah.
keeps us happy, and all of a sudden Spotify gives me a little bing, new song released.
Oh, really?
And you know what, Willie, it's like from the other side to the vault, he is answering my prayer that I was praying to him with this song. Y'all gotta hear it. It's a
wow.
magic moment. Prince again.
Here we go. This is Free.
1, 2
us, but glad that you are
right, man, that was cool.
Beautiful.
That was a great song.
Thank you, Prince.
Yeah, Free, the acoustic version. I like it when people bang on their guitars.
Dude, you know that thumb just popping.
Oh, yeah. He's hitting gorgeous. It, man. It's perfect.
So good.
Just
so
perfect.
Good.
All right, folks. David just walked in. You got to stay tuned to the new Soft Shoe Show. And because he's going to play some good stuff. I don't even know what he's going to play, but it's going to be good. He makes me sit in my driveway usually until about... 5 minutes till 11 every Monday. I'm sitting there going, I need to get out of the car, but he keeps playing good music. So how you doing, David?
I'm good.
That's great. All right, folks, stick around for a few minutes. We are winding it down pretty quickly here. You're listening to WYXR on Songs That Move You, and my guest is Robin Tucker. Robin, what you got for the rest of the week?
Oh, for the rest of the week, chopping a lot of wigs, making the world beautiful, yeah, and this wedding, go. Saturday would be great. Oh, I mean, Friday would be great.
That is so cool. All right. Well, tell you what. We're going to hit your last song here. What have we got?
All right. At this time, I would invite everyone with an open heart to really listen deeply to this song. So a little backstory. So in 1942-43, Charlie Chaplin wrote his first speaking part in a movie called The Dictator. Mm-hmm. And in 44, as we well know, when Hitler took reign, this movie came out, and how appropriate that there really is no space and time, and here we are again. So truly believe that God's children right now should not be in prison or a concentration camp. So I give everyone just please be still, use huge discernment, but listen to the song with all your heart. Thank you.
Here we go. We'll see you next week.
Harsh reality.